It's continuing coverage of APGC Boys Wrestling, being joined right now by sophomore Mason Kopp, and you're going back to the state tournament. Had to wrestle back to get there, win that second place match, but tell me about your mindset going into today, knowing that you knew you had what it takes to make it to state, but just had to take care of business today.
Oh, man, I was pumped. Like, coming all week to go into practice, I was so excited. I was going every day. And when we got here today, I'm like, jittery when I got here. Like, I didn't sleep at all last night. When I got here and saw I got the two seed, I was so dang excited, man. I was like, I'm gonna wrestle to my seed, I'm gonna make a state, and I'm gonna try and wrestle above my seed.
So talking about some of your matches here today, as I get switched back to your bracket here, made it to the championship match. Unfortunately, it was a quick fall for your opponent, so you had to wrestle back, but just tell me about your matches today. I know you got a quick pin in that first round, minute 16 seconds over a guy from Vinton Shelbsburg, and then tech fall in the second round as well before wrestle back there to second place.
That first match got me going, man. I was so excited to go to the next one. I was bouncing around the whole day, walking back and forth. I couldn't sit down and just stay still. I was ready to wrestle. And then that second match came, and it took a long time to get that tech fall. I almost had that pin in the first period, but that tech fall showed me what I was going to need to make it to state this today. And so I took that second one as encouragement and as what to learn from it. Went to the finals match. It didn't go as I wanted, but I knew I was going to have to come back and wrestle back as hard as I could. And going in that wrestle back, I was ready to go. I was dead locked in on making it to state, and I went out and I did what I wanted to do, pinned that guy in that third period, and I was so dang excited.
So you were at state last year. I know things didn't quite go as planned last year, but when it comes to that state tournament experience, so what did you maybe learn about what it takes to compete at a high level down there last year?
I'm going to have to go all three periods every single match. I'm going to expect to go all three periods, man. I'm going to have to get good sleep and get ready to go and have the right mindset when I go in. Last year, I wasn't really ready to go. I was just excited to be down there. This year, we're going down with a plan. We're going to make podium.
And you got three teammates joining you as well. Another great year for APGC, getting four down there this year. Just tell me what that means to you and the guys to continually have great seasons. Five last year, four this year. I mean, those are numbers that not too far removed from APGC not even having anyone at state,
Yeah, I mean, man, we're excited. We all knew we what it was going to take to go today. And we lost some people who went last year, but we're still going to go hard today and on the whole next week. And we're really excited to go, and it means a lot to us. I mean, we're building the program back up. I mean, a few years ago, we didn't have anybody going, and this year we've got four more, and we're excited to go, man. Freshman coming up, he's doing good, and we're excited to see everybody get better than what they did last year.
All right, well, that's APGC's Mason Kopp. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on going to state. We'll catch you down there.
All right, thank you.